I'm Allie Patterson, and this is Dig. Dig is a podcast going in search of the wisdom, the wonder, the truth that is buried inside the Bible. God's word is layer after layer of good stuff, and you need more of that in your life. This is a podcast for people who want more of God and who are willing to put more muscle into meeting God in the middle of his word and your own life. So bring your shovel, join me, and let's dig. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dig Podcast. It's Allie, and I gotta tell ya, I'm sitting right now recording this and I'm tired. I kind of wanted to just take a bath and get my PJs, but I got more work to do this evening, and I always get energetic when I talk about the Bible. I guess that means I really am a true nerd, but who would have a podcast like this if they weren't? Anyway, welcome back to Dig. We're going to do a whole season on the book of Colossians. This is one of my favorite little books in the New Testament, and I hope you'll stick with me. It's not very long. We're going to go through it in four chapters. I'm actually going to do five episodes because I want to do, I really want to set you up well. So I'm going to spend just a couple of minutes getting you into the book of Colossians and what is it, what's going on in this book, and why in the world should you care? And I'm going to start there with why should you care? So the book of Colossians is a huge encouragement to stay rooted in the gospel, to stay focused on Jesus. I guess in some ways I would say to major on the majors. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, don't get sidetracked. Don't go down these little side, you know, rabbit trails that are going to take you into like habits and practices and beliefs that are just not rooted in the main thing. And that's what Paul wants. He's writing to this church and he wants them to stay rooted in the gospel because he wants them to grow and reach maturity. So he says all of that in like the first chapter, but that's really his goal in writing. So it is Paul. Let's just go over the basics of the letter. This is being written by Paul, and Paul is sitting in a prison when he writes this letter. He didn't establish this church. He doesn't know them. Let's see, the relationship that Paul has to these people would be like, let's say you had a roommate that always talked about like their parent or their grandparent, somebody they really admired. It makes me think of a friend of mine who was raised by a single mom, and she had this nanny that she called Mama Alice. So she would talk about Mama Alice, and she talked about Mama Alice this, Mama Alice that, Mama Alice, Mama Alice. I had never met Mama Alice for a long time, but I felt like I knew her. I knew her reputation. I knew her by her impact on my friend. That's the relationship that Paul has to these people. A coworker of his, someone he knows very well, started this church. So Paul is known really only by reputation, and his coworker gives him a report of something going on in this church, and Paul gets concerned enough about it to write a letter. So it would be like me getting a letter from Mama Alice. I don't know her. Well, I do now. I've met her, but you know what I mean. It's like the person that's one step removed from you, but you admire and you know by reputation. So Paul writes to this group of people in a city called Colossae. So that's where we get the word Colossians. So he's writing this to the church that meets in Colossae, and they meet in the house of a man called Philemon. That's right. There's another letter in the New Testament called Philemon, and the letters were actually sent together. To this man called Philemon from Paul while he's in jail. So the situation is that this church has, he's heard a concerning report about some things that Paul doesn't think are really rooted in the heart of the gospel. And he's going to correct them and encourage them and try to keep them rooted on the main thing, which is Jesus and the gospel. And so Paul's going to go over that. And the way he organizes this letter is actually really close to that. A good way to think about Colossians as you read it is you're going to read kind of a standard opening. And you usually, like he says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, when we pray for you. That's like a really standard opening in a letter for this time. And so he goes through that in the first chapter, and then he like launches into this big celebration of Jesus. And the right way to think about the organization of this letter would be to say that Paul gives the solution and the answer before he gives the problem. So he's going to like celebrate Jesus and celebrate the gospel. And then he's going to say, given that, let me tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing. So that's kind of how the letter is organized. And we're going to go through it in, I think, kind of a fun way. I want you to read, and as you're reading, I want you to look for the word therefore. It appears four different times in this letter, and it's our clue to Paul's logic, how he goes through the letter. And it's marked by this little word, therefore. I was listening to somebody a long time ago who said, anytime you see the word therefore, you need to ask what it's there for, which I think is really clever, and I love that. So we're going to do that. We're going to go through the book of Colossians, and we are going to look for the word therefore, and that is how our episodes are going to be organized. So we're going to have five of them. The first episode is going to be this big celebration that Paul gives at the beginning about Jesus and what he's done and the gospel and all that. And then there are four therefores, and we're going to go through each of those therefores together in the last four episodes. So I hope you join me. It won't take us long, but this is a rich, rich letter and so relevant for us today because, boy, if there's anything we need to be reminded of today, it's to stay majoring on the majors, rooted in the gospel, in a culture and a time where there are just tons of distractions, tons of interesting spiritual ideas. And Paul is going to kind of call them out and say, don't get distracted by that. Remember the heart of the gospel. So that's what I'll say to you. Get your shovel. Come with me. Let's dig into Colossians and let's remember the gospel and everything it means for us. Let's dig.